So you'll notice the flower arrangement we have over here. That was from the celebration, resurrection, and life of David Butts. So David Butts was a disciple here for many years, and we celebrated. We had a wonderful service yesterday, and there was a dress code for this particular service. People were asked to wear their Hawaiian shirts. So the place was, you know, two-thirds full with Hawaiian shirts. I knew Steve Gordon was going to be there, and you know, Steve dresses very nicely. So I said, I just wanted to remind Steve that, you know, there was a dress code of Hawaiian shirts, and he replied back, "I'll do the best I can." So, but it was all good. It was a wonderful service. The Good Samaritan. Many of us know the story of the Good Samaritan. We learned it in Sunday school. We've heard it preached many times. We have Good Samaritan laws that offer protection to people, that give assistance to someone they believe is in trouble if there is an unintended result. So we have this circumstance where there is a lawyer, and he is coming to test Jesus. And the interaction goes something like this. The lawyer says to Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered, always with another question, "What is written in the law?" And the lawyer says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Correct," says Jesus, "do this and you will live." The lawyer's not quite satisfied, and he says, "Jesus, who is my neighbor?" If we were to ask that of each person in here, how would we respond? Who is my neighbor? So Jesus does what he does so well. He tells a story to help this man understand who is the neighbor. So he tells the story about there is this this Jewish guy, and he is traveling from Jericho to Jerusalem. It's about 17 miles long, and it is a very dangerous journey because you have to go through many hillsides and mountain passes. It's very easy to get robbed, beaten on this journey between Jericho and Jerusalem. So this Jewish guy, he's beaten, he's robbed, and he's left in a ditch on the side of the road. There's a priest that walks by, and he sees this man in the ditch in the road, and he just kind of looks at him. He walks to the other side and just walks on. There's a Levite man that walks by, and Levites were of the tribe, were a very high-ranking tribe in Jewish history, and so there's this Levite man that walks by. He sees this Jewish man in the ditch. He takes a look at him, kind of eyes him a little bit, walks over to the other side of the road and walks on. There's a Samaritan man. Sees this person in the road, in the ditch. Samaritans and Jews don't get along. There's a lot of enmity between the two groups. This Samaritan man sees this person on the road. He may not have known who he was, Jewish, Samaritan, or whatever. But he sees this man in the ditch. And he has compassion and love and empathy for him. He stops his journey. He could have gotten beaten and robbed as well. And he talks to the man. He bandages the man. He puts the man on his animal, takes him to an Econo Lodge somewhere down the road. And he says to the manager of the Econo Lodge, "Take care of this man, go get a doctor, I'll pay whatever price it is. Here's some money to get started. I've got to finish my journey in Jerusalem, I'll be back. And if it costs more, let me know and I'll pay the difference." Jesus then asked the lawyer, "Which of these three was a neighbor to the man in need in the ditch?" And the lawyer said, "The one who showed mercy." And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise." In times such as what we had last Sunday with this horrible rainstorm, we kind of instinctively help people when we see such a need. The media around us likes to lift up how people have helped others. But Jesus wants to look at our day-to-day experience with how we treat our neighbor, not for catastrophes like the rainstorm. How do we treat our neighbor day to day? Some years ago, there was a famous experience conducted with seminary students, and I was not one of them. And this is what happened. Researchers gathered a group of seminary students in a classroom and told them that each of them had an assignment to go and talk to another group to be recorded about a story of the Good Samaritan, but it was going to take place on the other side of the campus. It was a tight schedule, and they had to hurry and go over to this other part of the campus to tell their story. Unbeknownst to the students, on the path to the other building, the researchers had planted an actor to play the part of a man in distress, slumped in an alley, coughing and suffering. The students were going to go over hurriedly to the other side of the campus to tell their story of the Good Samaritan. The researchers were wondering, what will happen when these seminary students come across the path of this suffering, coughing, ailing man, what will they do? Would they be good Samaritans? Sad to say, they were not. Almost all of them rushed past the hurting man. One student even stepped over the man's body as he hurried to teach others about the Good Samaritan. These were preachers or studying to be preachers. What do we do when we see someone slumped on the side of the road in the ditch? Do we just ignore and walk by? Dr. Richard Lisher was my homiletics professor at Duke Divinity School. He was the preaching professor. He was the one who taught us how to preach, and we'd have to go to these labs and preach, and then he would give you a grade, and the others would review you. It was a horrible experience. I never want to do that again. I still get nightmares some 33 years later. But Dr. Lisher has studied extensively the preaching of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He has written books about Dr. Martin Luther King and his preaching. Not about his life, but his preaching. And he says that in his book that the story of the Good Samaritan was one of the most common scriptures that Dr. Martin Luther King preached. And you can imagine how well it fit into his idea of ministry to tell others about this Good Samaritan. The last time he told this story, preached about this story, was 51 years ago when he was in Memphis and he was assassinated. But earlier in the day, he was there at an event telling about the story of the Good Samaritan. And this is what precipitated him teaching others through the Good Samaritan. He was talking about the dilemma of sanitation workers who worked in Memphis. Sanitation worker is a nice word for garbage collector. They were poor, black, uneducated men, the type of persons who we would think lived in the ditch and people passed them by. A few weeks earlier, local residents had objected to the sanitation workers' practice of eating lunch outside of their trucks. The sanitation workers called it picnicking. So they would stop their truck and they would eat outside of their garbage truck. They would have their lunch and then they would move on. And there were local residents who thought this was quite unsightly. They passed a law so that sanitation workers would have to eat away from the public, and so they would eat in the truck. There were teams of four on these sanitation trucks, and in the cab, there was only room for two. So the other two sanitation workers decided that they would take their sandwiches and they would sit in the back of the garbage truck and eat their sandwich. Something shorted out in electrical gear. The system engaged, and the two sanitation workers were compacted like garbage. They died in that truck. And Dr. Martin Luther King preached to the people of Memphis, Tennessee, using this scripture of the Good Samaritan. Where the people of Memphis, Tennessee, being good Samaritans to these persons that they treated like they were in the ditch, outcasts of society. Throughout his preaching, he didn't include only sanitation workers, he would include the poor being in the ditch. He preached about women being in the ditch. He preached about immigrants being in the ditch, and you see what's happening in our society today. He preached at that time of America being in the ditch because he did not believe in the Vietnam War. He preached about the church being in the ditch. If you recall that time, it was a time in our society when blacks and whites, there was differences. There was differences between Jews and Gentiles. There was differences between rich and poor. There was such a division in our nation and in the church. And he would always say, here are these Americans, nations, poor, black, immigrants, whatever. Who was going to be the one to pull these people out of the ditch? Where are you, church? The story of the Good Samaritan. It really can be told from two separate viewpoints. The one that we're used to is where there's the Jew on the side and the Samaritan walks by and he helps them. And so we're called to be like this nice Samaritan and help them out. And that's good. But you know, when Jesus told the story to his Jewish audience, he was teaching it to them as they were the one in the ditch. It wasn't a Samaritan in the ditch. It was a Jewish person in the ditch. And who was going to pull him out? A Levite came by, walked by. A priest came by, walked by. Who is it that pulled the Jewish person out of the ditch? What is a Samaritan? Someone they would least expect to be the one who would give a helping hand of hope and love and peace. A Samaritan. And he was saying, Jews, when you're in the ditch, God is going to send someone to you to help you out, and you never know who it's going to be, who you at least expect. A Jew would never expect a Samaritan to help them out, but they would be the one who would walk by. And you would expect your Jewish friends to be the one to lift you up out of the ditch. All of us have been in the ditch. I've been in the ditch, friends. I've had the church throw me in the ditch, and I've had the church bring me up out of the ditch. Has been in the ditch in some part of our lives, and God has been there to be the one to help us to get out of that ditch and offer us redemption and love and peace. And that, my friends, is the good news. There was a study made about people that are generous and show compassion, caring people. And in this study, they found that people who are the most generous, that who are the most compassionate, had something happen to them when they were in a ditch and someone reached up and pulled them out of the ditch and changed their lives, and they have never forgotten it. And so now they take it upon themselves through their generosity and compassion to pull that person out of the ditch and show them love. And Jesus was trying to say in this Good Samaritan story, as he tells us, that's Jesus' ministry. That's our ministry as church. So next time you see somebody in the ditch, if you're afraid, then for heaven's sakes, call somebody. Call the police. Call the fire department. Call me. I'll go. We had one of our ministry of hope was great today when Alex was singing that song. We had one of our African Americans just humming along, enjoying that song. She was in heaven today. We had to help somebody get a cab home. A person came here early in the morning on a walker, no way to get home. And we called, gave her a $20 bill to get home. And one of our ministry of hope workers, she said, "Pastor Dave, what a job you have." But you know, that's what I'm called. I'm called to pull people out of the ditch and to help you pull others out as well. We've been in the ditch. It's not fun. So I hope that we'll take a new look at this story of the Good Samaritan. Not only are we called to pull people out of the ditch, but we've been in the ditch too. And God is going to send us someone who we will least expect to pull us out of the ditch. God will not let us down. And that's the good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen.